let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The children's book Pickles by Truth Faith tells an inspiring and exciting story about the Christian baptism, what will happen, what can happen, and how people react. The cucumbers represent the non-Christian, and the pickles are the Christians. True is a single mother of two children, a working woman Sunday school teacher, who loves teaching students about the inspiring Word of God. She likes to think of herself as one of God's believers who teach the Word of God through inspiring stories. True Faith, author of Pickles, back with us on This Week in America. True, welcome to the program. It's a delight to have you back with us.
Nice to be back. Thank you for having me.
It is always a pleasure, and you do such a nice job with these books. Why did you decide to write children's books? Because you really do have a talent in getting this message, breaking it down for children to understand. And to be honest, they're helpful to adults as well. So why did you decide to write children's books?
I wanted to show Jesus to children and encourage the children. I wanted to share the love of God with children, because children are vulnerable in this world, and they're very influential. And as parents, they love to read to children. Yes. At least I did when my kids were little. They love to hear. They love hearing a good book, and I wanted to instill the biblical values in them as well.
You bring up something really interesting. This is a book the child can read on their own and then come talk to you if they will like and share some of their observations from the book. And it's a great book to actually read to the child and have a conversation, a great conversation starter. The book is Pickles by True Faith. The book's available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. We'll go through those as we proceed through the program. When you decided to start writing children's books, was there someone who influenced you the most in writing children's books, sort of an inspiration as you were starting off on the process?
Well, my parents and my preachers influenced me to write books, mostly my parents. My mom and my dad, they were both good storytellers. They used to tell us stories all the time. And my mom, she just was good at telling stories to fit circumstances. And she just really influenced my life a lot because of that. She gave me the inspiration to write stories down. And being a Sunday school teacher, I listened to the preachers. And I think, well, okay, how can I turn that into something for the children? And so I would think that would make a good children's book.
Yes.
So I would say God, through my parents and preachers, influenced me to start writing books.
This book is Pickles. It's such a delightful book that we'll talk about during the program. And this is the second time we talked with True. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, listen to the first interview as well, and talking about the book, YouTube video up also. What is the message you're trying to convey to the targeted audience with this unique concept, this unique presentation of Pickles? What is the message you would like to get across?
That even though Christians are different, they're also the same as everybody else. Christians are supposed to be different, not better than everybody else, just simply different. That people are still people even after they changed into a Christian. I mean, Christians, they're the same people.
Yes. You know, people are probably wondering, okay, Pickles, this is interesting. How did she choose a pickle to sort of represent the message she's trying to convey? How did you come up with the pickle?
Well, I chose a pickle because there's many different cucumbers and different pickles. Okay. Like, there's different people in the world. The difference between a cucumber and a pickle is that one is changed by an outside force. And Jesus is our outside force that changes us. And pickles are still a cucumber. It's just they're different because something has changed them. With Jesus, we are still the same people. Only difference is that we have someone to give our problems to, someone to lean on in troubled times, and something to look forward to. We have Jesus. He's our Savior.
With us on the program is True Faith. The book is Pickles. It's a children's book. Adults can relate to this as well. It's sort of something that it's fit for the entire family. So what is the connection between the pickle and Christians?
Well, the pickles represent the Christians in that we as Christians get baptized with the Holy Spirit once we accept Jesus as our personal Savior. We have life after death. The Christian is supposed to walk in a different way. We're to look different, act different, and be different. We're not to conform to this world, but be transformed by the glory of God. And the pickle, obviously, is different than a cucumber. It's changed when it goes into its transformation. It smells different. It looks different. And there's different kinds of pickles when they come out. The pickle is a dramatic transformation of a cucumber. In our life, we are to be dramatically changed. Not as much as a pickle, but similar.
I can see
maybe
people.
We are.
Yeah. And I can see people going, yeah, I get that connection now. The lady is a genius. The book is Pickles, True Faith. This is such a great story and so well done. Is there a connection to the different types of pickles and the different types of Christians?
Yes, because there are different pickles. There's sour pickles, there's small pickles, just all different types of pickles. You can go to the store and just pick out whatever dill pickle, whatever type of pickle you want. And Christians are the same thing, where they're different type of Christians. They're happy Christians, they're Christians that want to do things for other people. There's Christians that don't seem to be a Christian, and each Christian, like each person, is different.
In your book, Pickles, how do you show the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian?
In my book, there are cucumbers and pickles. The non-Christians represent the cucumber, and the Christians are the pickles. The only difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is that we have the hope of Jesus. We are the same as we were. We'd still make mistakes. We're still human. The pickle is still a cucumber. It's just that it's transformed. It's a transformed cucumber. We're a transformed person.
True Faith with us back again with us on the program, talking about her delightful children's book. It's called Pickles. It's available at Amazon, the usual places. Why the Christian Bible? Why not other religions like the Holy Quran and other religious books? Aren't they the same?
Actually, they're not all the same. I read some of the Quran. I did not find anything in there about love. That book seems to use force and does not seem to show love. I've not read any other book that has the love of God like the Bible has in it. The Bible is the only religious book that I found that shows love. And most all of the other religious books, they say that Jesus was just another teacher, but they do not see or show him as God. If anyone can show other religions, the religious books showing Jesus as God, I haven't seen them, and I'd like to see it. I don't see them as showing love. I would love to see them, but I haven't found any.
In all of your years of study, and I mentioned, teaching Bible school, you mentioned listening to preachers for a number of years. What makes you say that Jesus is God?
Well, Jesus is God because he was born of the Virgin Mary, of the Virgin Mary. Mary was not married at the time that God gave her his seed. She had not been with a man. You can read the account in Matthew. Matthew 1:18 says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was one with this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. This shows that Jesus is half man and half God. He was the only one that was. There was many passages in the Bible that show this as well. Another thing I find interesting is everyone who tries to prove the Bible wrong always proves it right. Non-biblical history shows that Jesus died and came back to life. There are a lot of history proving the Bible.
And that is a fascinating point, that it seems like when they try to set out to prove it's not right, they come back to the conclusion, well, wait a minute, it is right. It's just fascinating how they end back up at that answer. Pickles, the name of the book, True Faith, is the author, our guest on the program. So let's say Jesus is God. What makes him different than, let's say, Allah or Buddha or any other of the religious gods that, that people worship?
Well, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Jesus came back to life after 3 days in the grave. He's the only one that did. Allah and Buddha are still in the grave. They did not rise back up after they died. Would you want to follow someone who has died and stayed in the grave, or someone who has died and came back to life? Matthew 16:24 says, Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Hebrews 2:9 says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, and that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And then John 5:24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And then John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through the faith, and that not of ye of yourselves, it is the gift of God. 1 John 5:11-13 says, and this is the record that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son Jesus. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, then shalt be in thine heart, and God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
True Faith back with us on the program, talking about her children's book, Pickled, a beautifully illustrated book. Let's talk about that for a second, the getting the illustration, because the book really comes alive. You verbally, you give us the concept, and we see the concept coming to life in the book. Talk about going through the illustration process and backing up your words so well with beautiful illustrations.
Well, the illustration process, I really let the publisher do that. So I believe that they show exactly what the Pickles were doing at the time. Like the first part, they're just talking to people. They're in the restaurant. They come across this pickle. And, you know, they're cucumbers, actually, that were going shopping. And then it's a family of cucumbers. They come out. And so each picture represents each of them. The darker pictures are the pickles, and the lighter ones are the cucumbers in the illustrations. And I think they did a wonderful job of doing that.
They really did. They make the story visually come alive. And the story is so well written by True Faith. The book is called Pickles. You'll find it at Amazon, all the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. What kind of response are you getting? You've got the Sunday school kids, so I'm sure you get response from them. But what kind of response are you getting to the book? The reviews are all excellent. Everything that I've read is very complimentary and like, wow, what an innovative approach that True is taking. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Actually, I'm getting a lot of different feedback. A lot of them are saying that, you know, well, the one thing that they're saying is that it's a little expensive, the book. So actually, I'm getting it republished through another publisher to lower the cost of it. And so when that's out, you know, I'll be updating it and everything. So, but other than that, everybody loves the book. They love the concept. They love the ideas. They love the pictures, and the kids just enjoy it totally. And they keep saying that there's no ending. So I tell them that there's going to be another one coming out, which is going to be coming out soon.
So. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because it seems like a story, a concept that you could continue. Are you working on that now? Have you started writing it, or just in your mind you have some idea where you would like to go?
Actually, I have started writing it. I've actually started writing two different sequels to it. So I'm not sure which one I'm going to put out first.
Well, maybe you've got sequels number two and number three. You can maybe go in that direction. I mentioned Amazon. Where's the best place right now to get information and stay up on the book and when the new one will be out?
I have a website, and is www.authortruefaithbooks.com. And I'm trying to keep that updated as well.
Okay.
And I also have also on Amazon and stuff like that.
Okay, so you can do Amazon and then authortruefaithbooks.com. I have that correct?
Correct.
Good. And we'll have that up on our website as well. So you will have that and you can get information on True and how she's coming with this. This is a great as we head into holiday season. It's sort of a family heirloom type thing, isn't it? It's a book that you can keep and eventually kids will have their kids and suddenly grandkids are reading this. This really is a book that you can pass down from, I would think, one generation to another.
Yes, I believe it is too, because it also shows a little bit of the Bible in it, or at least the baptism, the first one does. It's the baptism of, you know, of religion, you know, religious people, of the Christians, I should say. Whereas, you know, you don't see many books on a baptism.
And this, again, it's so well done. A minute or so left in the program. What has this been like for you, this process, having the concept and then going from the creative part of this to the business part of this to get this book out there into the hands of people and getting the message, allowing it to be shared? What has this whole thing been like for you?
It's been exciting. I love doing it. I've had a lot of struggles. I've had a lot of different things. A lot of stuff has come up. I've, you know, different, after I got the first book out, I went down and I did a book signing in Florida, and some of the pictures from that are on my website. I also have talked to a lot of different people. I've had people call me asking me, can they redo the book for me? And then, and other people have asked about different other books that I have that are coming out also. I have two other books that are coming out. One is, Life of a Tortured Soul, which should be out pretty soon, within the next couple months, and another one called Butterflies, which is a book on how to teach children about death, and it gives a different concept as well. So, you know, so I've just, it's just been inspiring. It's brought me closer to the Lord too, because I see different things, and different things just keep popping up in my mind all the time, and it's kind of fun.
That's interesting. So it's sort of been a learning process for you as well in your faith and your relationship with God as you do research and you think through these issues. That's interesting, because you have to fully understand them before you can simplify them and describe them to children. Take 30 seconds here. What's it like in Sunday school, where you actually can sort of engage the child, get down to their level, and give them a message that you can tell probably just looking in their faces, you know, this is really resonating with them. They are understanding what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah. I've actually brought the book into the Sunday school class and let them read it. And, you know, and I do teach the younger students up to like second, third grade. And most of them have really been inspired by it. They love the pictures, and younger kids, they love pictures. So that's why you want to have a lot of pictures in it, but they can understand it as well. And it's like, wow, that's cool. And it's kind of neat to be able to get down to their level and just, you know, see them just brighten up and be so happy, you know? It's just one of those things. It's really neat.
Like I said, you get that reaction. You lay it out there and you can see on their faces, and to see them accepting this, and suddenly this message is, like I say, it's resonating with them. It is making an impact on the child. Time goes by so quickly when True is with us. True Faith, this book is called Pickles. It's available. I mentioned Amazon, of course, and we'll have this posted on our website, authortruefaithbooks.com. truthfaith.com. Very simple. Author, truthfaithenderbooks.com. Sounds like you've got a lot going, and a great place to keep up with True and all of her books is to go to her website. It is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Excellent job once again on what you've done with the book Pickles, and we look forward to talking to you about sequels and other books as well. Thank you for joining us once again on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It is always a pleasure.
Have a great day.
Thank you. And you too. True Faith, author of Pickles. You'll find the book information at Amazon and her website, authortruefaithbooks.com. And of course, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.